The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet had written: 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd all my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and then bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as I said to the children, we're still in the season of Christmas. Might surprise you, because when you're outside, you don't see any signs of Christmas now. We went straight into the Christmas sales. Now we're off onto something else already. But if we just take a little bit of time and stop and consider, we remember that there are 12 days of Christmas. They actually start at Christmas and go through till what we call Epiphany, the coming of the wise men, when the wise men see the baby Jesus. Now, traditionally, that's celebrated on the 6th of January, but because that's midweek, we're going to have it today. So, as far as we're concerned now, we're rounding off Christmas. Still with lovely presents, of course. But I was going to ask you, the wise men, who do you know that are wise? When you were a child, I bet you thought your parents were wise. When you became parents, what did you think about it then? Not so easy, is it? Who do you know that's wise? Or who can you think of that's wise? Well, let's see what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us Enoch and Noah were wise. Do you know any people or any stories about Enoch and Noah? They're found back in Genesis. I'm sure Noah's a familiar name, isn't it? It's becoming a popular name again with little people. What did Noah do that was wise? He obeyed God. He listened to God when all around the other people thought he was a bit funny. He built an ark. There's lots of jokes around about Noah and the ark and why he built it and all that sort of thing. But he listened to God. It says, "Enoch and Noah walked with God in their day while the world around them refused to. They were both saved while others perished." Well, we talked about Noah. He and his family were on the ark, and they were saved when the great flood came. What about Enoch? Who's heard of Enoch? Who's going to tell us what Enoch did? Oh, you just looked it up. Well, thank you, Diane. You can tell us then. She left her false gods, the little statues that they all used to worship, and followed the true God. Here's another one. Andrew. This one's from the New Testament. Andrew, the disciple. What did he do that was wise? Well, it must have been New Year's Eve or something last night. Everybody's looking really tired. Thank you. He brought his brother Peter to Jesus, and so Peter then saw Jesus as well. What about David? David the shepherd boy. He wrote the lovely statement, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He knew God very closely. Not everything he did was wise, but some of the things. Wouldn't that be nice if some of the things we did were wise? What about Martha? What did Martha do that was wise? Remember Mary and Martha? Well, Martha was wise enough to entertain Jesus in her own home. She used to invite him in. What about her sister Mary? What did Mary do that was wise? She listened to Jesus. She was wise enough to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to the stories that he told, listen about his word. The wise men. Before I go on to the wise men, I've left out somebody who was reportedly the wisest of all people. Solomon. Solomon, I forgot to put him in the slide. He was very wise, but like his father David, he did a few things that I didn't think were very clever. Like having 100-something wives, I thought that was way beyond any intelligent person. But overall, he was reported as being very wise. A lot of his works were wise. But what about the wise men? What did they do that was wise? Followed the star. What was the star? Now, you know, people like scientific explanations these days, and that scientists will tell us, well, in that time, sometimes the planets lined up in a particular order and it made a particularly bright star. Other people can give us all sorts of other explanations. I heard the other day that somebody said it was the glory of God that was shining so brightly. But to me, I thought it was the wise men that saw the star in the east. I didn't think everybody would have seen it. So there's lots of explanations as to what the star was, but it doesn't matter to me. The wise men saw God's sign to them and followed it. So I thought that was fairly wise. People sometimes wonder about where the wise men came from, and the best we can find out is round Iran, around that area. And you might wonder why those people, why God chose to do something there. But if you think back to the time of Daniel in the Old Testament, they had all sorts of clever people there, magicians and well-educated people. And magi, the word magi comes from magician. So they were well-educated in the stars and that sort of thing. So they were looking for something because they knew what the heavens looked like at night. They were looking for a sign, and they saw a sign, and they were wise enough to follow that sign. They came to worship the Lord when he was just a little child. They were wise enough to recognize when he was just a child. But that brings up all sorts of questions to me. They came to Jerusalem, or to Bethlehem, and they found the baby, but they had a response that was very different from many of the other people. The people in Jerusalem at the time were Herod, and his response to the baby was not good. We heard in the gospel today that he was very threatened by this baby, or toddler as he was at that stage. What about the prophets, Pharisees and the scribes and the head of the Jewish people? They were threatened too. They didn't want to acknowledge Jesus. There were lots of prophecies about where the baby was going to be born, where God's son was going to be born. The Old Testament is full of prophecy. Even in our reading today, we had a reference to the fact that he would be born in Bethlehem. So they knew all of these things, but they weren't wise enough to stop and think about all the things that they knew and recognize God's son. They were looking for a different sort of saviour to the saviour that came. They weren't looking for a tiny baby. To them, that was foolishness for God to send his son like that. But I did comment with the children that there were three interesting gifts. Do you want to pass a few rounds, or do you think people have seen them? Anybody want to look closer at the frankincense and things? Okay, well, I'll leave it out the front, and at the end you can come and have a look if you want to. But the choice of gifts was interesting. We don't know that there were three wise men, but we know that there were three gifts. And the first gift of gold. You wouldn't go and visit a king without taking something. And these three chose to take gold. It's thought that the gold that they took enabled the Holy Family to live while they were in exile in Egypt. It gave them something that they could sell to keep themselves alive while they were away under the threat of Herod killing the baby. So there was quite a purpose for the gold, as well as being symbolic that that's what you give to the king. There was a practicality about it as well. The frankincense is what they would give to a high priest. And Jesus is our high priest. He is the one that can offer salvation to us. He is the one that uses the frankincense, but the frankincense was used to sprinkle with the offerings so that not only were the offerings burnt and the smoke went up to God, the smell of the incense went up as well, and it was a symbol of that. The myrrh was, and one of the little boys told us this, but I didn't want to concentrate on it with the children. The myrrh is what they used to cover up the smell of the decomposing bodies. It says spices in most of the Bible translations, but it was the myrrh was what they would put on to just cover up that smell. So that was a sign that Jesus was to die. And as a tiny baby, it was an interesting gift, but it acknowledged that he would be our saviour. And the thought struck me of, I wonder how Mary felt at this time. Mary was going to have this beautiful baby. God had promised that he would give her a beautiful baby. And somebody came and gave her a sign that he would die. Another sign she had was from Anna and Simeon in the temple, when they said to her, and they saw the tiny baby about 10 days old, they said to her, a sword will pierce your heart. That's not what a new mother wants to hear. So that's another thing that we can ponder on as we think about Mary and Joseph and the baby and the three wise men. But I wonder how wise we are, how wise we're going to be. Are we going to be like the wise men and acknowledge Jesus firstly as a king? Give him the things that we would give to a king. Give him love, all the other things that we can offer, our lives. Are we going to see him as the high priest, the one who offers the sacrifice to God? Are we going to give him our allegiance as the high priest? Are we going to think about him as our saviour and offer him our love and our life again as we reflect on him being the saviour? There's a lot of things to think about when we think about the wise men. Rather an interesting topic. Amen.